Ever stared at a broken device, feeling that mix of frustration and resignation before tossing it in the trash? There's a better way. Electronic repair isn't just about saving money. It's about the thrill of solving puzzles, the satisfaction of sustainability, and the joy of transformation. Like playing Dr. Frankenstein, you breathe new life into inanimate objects, watching screens light up and speakers crackle back to life. In our era of planned obsolescence, repair skills are both practical and revolutionary. That broken laptop acquired for $50 might be fixed with a $20 part and either used or resold for $300. Beyond the economics, there's something deeply rewarding about understanding how things work and rescuing them from the landfill. Each successful repair builds upon previous experience, developing both technical skills and problem-solving abilities that few other activities can match. Just as surgeons need sterile environments, electronic technicians need appropriate workspaces. Your workbench should be in a lockable room away from children and pets, with a large, sturdy, light-colored surface for better visibility of small components. Proper electrical service is essential. Modern three-wire grounded outlets protect both you and sensitive components, while power strips help prevent ground loops. Good lighting ensures visibility without generating excessive heat. Essential tools start with a quality digital multimeter for measuring voltage, resistance, and current. An ESR meter quickly identifies failed capacitors that conventional tests miss. The oscilloscope, though intimidating to beginners, visualizes electrical signals, revealing crucial information about circuit behavior. For soldering, invest in a 40 to 70 watt iron from a reputable manufacturer. Remember, quality tools are extensions of your hands and mind. Invest wisely where it matters most. Successful repairs depend on having the right tools. Essential items include desoldering tools, solder wick and spring-loaded solder suckers, jeweler screwdrivers in various sizes, diagonal cutters, needle-nose pliers, and hemostats for component manipulation. For today's miniaturized electronics, magnification is essential, preferably a head-worn magnifier with flip-up glass lenses. Key chemicals include contact cleaner spray for electrical connections, high-concentration isopropyl alcohol, 91% plus, for cleaning tape mechanisms, and naphtha for removing grime without damaging plastics. As you progress, consider adding a variable power supply, component testers, and a hot air rework station. Maintaining a stock of common components eliminates delays. The right tool can transform an impossible repair into a straightforward one. What seems extravagant today may save your project tomorrow. Opening a product's case exposes you to potential injury risks. Even battery-operated devices can generate dangerous voltages. Electric shock is the primary hazard. Always remove watches and jewelry before working on live equipment. Current passing through your body is the real danger, especially hand-to-hand paths that cross your chest and heart. Practice the one-hand rule, keeping one hand behind your back while probing to prevent current flowing across your chest. Wear insulating-soled shoes for additional protection. Treat capacitors with caution. They store charge even after power is removed. Never discharge them by direct shorting. Use a resistor to safely bleed off energy. Physical injuries are also concerns. Component leads and metal edges can cause cuts, while lasers and projector lamps can damage vision. Hot components present burn risks. Always wear eye protection. Clipped component leads tend to fly toward eyes. Your devices need protection too. Working with powered circuits risks accidental shorts. Test probes can slip and bridge connections, sending voltages where they shouldn't go and destroying sensitive components instantly. Always reinstall internal shields and covers after repairs. Manufacturers include these parts for good reasons. Remember the essential rule: always test everything. Effective troubleshooting requires seeing beyond individual components to understand the entire system. Like doctors or detectives, top technicians consider the bigger picture, design goals, intended operation, and system interactions. Fundamentally, troubleshooting identifies where electrons are following incorrect paths or being blocked from correct ones. A machine reflects its designer's thinking, similar to how music reflects its composer. Learning company-specific patterns helps in repairs. You'll recognize one manufacturer's tendency toward imaging chip failures or another's use of too thin metal parts. Beginners often fixate on symptoms that fit their diagnosis while ignoring anomalies. This is a mistake. If your theory doesn't explain everything, it's incomplete. The anomaly you're dismissing might be the crucial clue. For instance, with a printer showing paper jams only with certain paper types, ignoring a slight grinding noise might cause you to miss a wearing gear that's the actual problem. When diagnosing, start with a history, like a doctor with a patient. Note the manufacturer, age, abuse history, failure circumstances, and any strange behavior before breakdown. Research the specific model online to discover common failures others have already solved. Form a hypothesis before disassembly. Today's electronic products can contain thousands of components. Three types of diagrams serve as roadmaps: block diagrams showing functional sections like cities on a map, schematic diagrams showing all components and connections like street-level maps, and pictorial diagrams showing component placement like landmarks. Reading a schematic is like reading music. Identifying components is just the beginning. Understanding how they form stages and sections is vital to finding malfunctions. Each component has a unique call number, beginning with a letter specifying the component type, R for resistors, C for capacitors, etc. Electronic devices are organized with components forming stages that create signal flow from input to output. Signal flow typically proceeds left to right, with sensitive input stages on the left side of the schematic and output stages on the right. When examining modern electronic products, recognize four major sections: power supply, input section, signal processing, and output section. Power supplies range from simple batteries to complex switching supplies. Input sections collect and amplify signals. Signal processing manipulates the information, and output stages prepare signals for speakers, displays, motors, or transmitters. Accessing modern electronics requires patience and technique. When removing screws, track different lengths in labeled containers. For hidden snaps, look for slots where a screwdriver might release catches, or press along seams to find flexible points. Before disconnecting ribbon cables, mark both cable and socket with a Sharpie to ensure proper orientation later. Never pull a ribbon from a latched connector without opening the latch first. This will destroy the cable. For reassembly, work in reverse order of disassembly. Clean oxidation from ground lands where screws or brackets make contact to ensure reliable grounding. Maintain proper wire placement, lead dress. If manufacturers secured wires, they had good reason. When everything fits together and tests confirm your repair, take pride in what you've accomplished. You've defied our throwaway culture, extended a device's life, and developed skills connecting you to generations of technicians. In a world increasingly detached from how things work, you've mastered the magic. Each repair builds your confidence for the next one. Broken electronics aren't just potential trash, they're opportunities waiting to be seized.